Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Just when you think the West can't get any more competitive, a guy named KD gets cleared to play. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into Undisputed. I'm Jen Hale here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Jen, how are you today?
I almost didn't come to work today. Both my feet started hurting. I said, I can't play if my feet hurt because the foot flu is going around. LeBron's got it in both feet, and now AD's got it in his right foot, and by tomorrow he'll have foot flu in his left foot.
You don't need your feet to do what you do.
I don't know. I got to balance them here on this chair. They're aching. Aches and pains.
But I hope you can run because I'm going to put you on the move right quick, out the gate.
Well, the Lakers can't put foots in anybody because they don't have any foots to put in.
Did they win last?
Yeah, okay. I don't know how, but they did.
You saw how Schroeder.
Who needs LeBron James?
Whatever.
We will get to the Lakers, guys, but first, let's talk some Suns, shall we? Kevin Durant dropping 23 points on 10 of 15 shooting last night in his Phoenix debut. The Suns also got the 105-95 win over Charlotte after the game. KD says, I feel like it fit in pretty well. Guess so, wouldn't you? Shannon, did we just see the debut of the NBA champion?
No, we saw the debut of Kevin Durant, who looked absolutely unbelievable, like we thought he would, like we knew he would, considering he's a guy that doesn't need to dominate the basketball in order to be extremely efficient. And that's what he was. You can tell, even after almost 7 weeks of being absent, that jumper was not in the rain. It was rust-free. And he came in and he looked like Kevin Durant. But you want me to sit here and say that after one game, that this is the NBA champ. They beat the Hornets without their best player. And so I'm supposed to deduce that from that. I can't.
With a guy who'd been out for a month.
Yes.
Who's playing his first game ever with a whole new group of teammates.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer that two things can be true. Kevin Durant looked unbelievable. Devin Booker looked unbelievable. DeAndre Ayton was dominant. They played the Hornets without LaMelo Ball, who's their best player.
Yep.
And so you want me to be able to deduce because Kevin Durant played with the Suns, debuted and played extremely well in 27 minutes, had 23 points on 15 shots, 10 of 15, 2 of 4 from the 3, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, plus 13. And I'm supposed to be able to deduce all of that, what you want me to do, project all the way out after beating the Hornets. No, I can't do that, Skip Bayless. I am not going to do that. But I will say this. Kevin Durant's going to fit in with anyone, Skip, because he's not ball dominant. So he can run around and come off a pick. They can give him the ball at the block, and he can just rise up and like we saw him do a couple of times last night.
Yep.
So he's going to work. Where wouldn't Kevin Durant fit in at?
Good question.
So with that being said, Skip, but I'm not willing to jump to the conclusion that you're trying to get me to go to, even though he.
I'm not trying to get you going. You can go wherever you want to go.
No.
Okay, big no.
No.
What did you see? What do you feel? What does your gut tell you? What does your eye test tell you about that team with 19 games left in this regular season?
I look at it like this, Skip. There's really no prohibitive favor. There's not a team that was like the 17, 18, 19 Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
Yep.
Now, can they beat anybody? Yes. Absolutely, because you got two outstanding offensive players. Now, if you tell me DeAndre Ayton is going to play like this throughout the entirety of the playoff, I say, Skip, it's going to be hard for somebody to beat those guys because they got it that's extremely efficient in Kevin Durant that can go get a shot anytime he want to. He's the one guy, Skip, that you can say, okay, go get me a bucket, KD. How you need it? You want me down on the block or you want me to get the mid-range or you want me to pull up from three? But because there's no dominant team, could they win it all? Absolutely. But Could the Celtics win it all? Absolutely. What about Milwaukee? Absolutely. So with that being said, I'm not willing to say, I'm not going to put them to the front of the line. Even though they have Kevin Durant, and although he looked extremely, extremely well last night, I'm not moving them to the front of the line.
Okay. After one game against Charlotte, I'm going to move them to the front of the line in the Western Conference. I'm going to move them past your MVP, Jokic, and the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to move them past Ja. We're going to speak about Ja here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And the Memphis Grizzlies, who are playing at a supremely high level as we speak. I'm going to move them past a Sacramento team that I am falling deeper and deeper in love with every time I watch them, because they're fun to watch and they have arrived. They have come of age right before your very eyes.
They get up
and
down. They're going to score a bunch of points on you now.
Which brings me to the current four seed in the West, the Phoenix Suns. All of a sudden, Kevin Durant walks in the door, and to your point, he's done this numerous times in his career. It looks like he just played last night. It looks like he was playing on a back-to-back as a 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. The jumper is rust-proof, as you just said. I don't know how he does it. He joined Golden State. He went to the first finals. I thought the pressure of the NBA world is on his slender shoulders, and he rose and shone in those first finals with Golden State, mm-hmm. even though he joined a loaded team. He became the stars, and he was the MVP in back-to-back finals. He said he was nervous going into last night because he didn't want to let down his new teammates. And right out of the box, he did what I told you would start happening that first morning that the sun rose in Phoenix. We're at the Super Bowl on that first Thursday mm-hmm. morning, and the trade bombshell had dropped that Kevin Durant was a Phoenix Sun. And by God, we were in Phoenix with a Phoenix crowd around us. And I said, gee, I opened the show by saying, I think the Phoenix Suns just won a championship. I wasn't sure at that point if it was this year's championship or next year's championship, but
You're willing to go this year.
Yeah, I'm willing to go that this is the team to beat this year. You made
in both conferences.
Yes, sir. And you made immediate great points on that Thursday morning. What about health? Because we got health everywhere. Health is going to tell the tale right. for everybody. It's going to tell the tale for your Lakers. And by the way, we're going to deal with them here in a few minutes. I'm not ruling them out of this thing yet, because it's still there's so many injuries. There's so many X factors up and down the board that it's still hard to predict. And it's hard to predict with these guys. It's big ifs. If they all stay healthy, is Kevin going to stay healthy?
Right.
He's been about as fragile as Anthony Davis right. has, right? We got Steph Curry, X factor. Is he going to come back, and is he going to be Steph Curry or not?
Right.
We can just keep on keeping on with all the teams and all the X factors. We got the Russell Westbrook X factor now with the Clippers. The point is that this guy is the easiest to play with superstar there has ever been, and it ain't even close. One time back in my days on First Take, I threw out this when he was playing with Russell Westbrook, and I said, Kevin Durant is a great complimentary star, and Stephen A. went crazy. He's not a compliment. Well, he was to Russ, because they favored Russ. That's why Kevin finally left. But my point was, he was completely content to take a back seat. If Russ wanted to shoot 30 shots, he'd say, okay, it's basketball.
Right.
If that works for the basketball team.
Right.
Well, he was content last night. He took 15 shots. He made 10 out of 15. But, you know, that's in that par for his
yeah,
course.
Hell, I think 9 of 10 with jumpers.
Okay. He just makes jump shots.
Yeah,
and he was upset. He said, I missed 4 that I shouldn't have missed.
Right.
Okay, well,
that
would have been 14 out of 15. He made 2 of 4 three-point shots. He didn't get to the line very much, but, you know, and I know he's a 90% free throw shooter. Mm-hmm. And I think his defense is being underrated, because he had a couple of big blocks last night
right.
that were significant in the game, albeit against Charlotte. But his first game thrown in, they got, again, 19 games left. Just not a lot of games.
Yeah.
And by the way, they face the fourth toughest finishing schedule, because I'm looking down the schedule, and we got a lot of fire testing going on here, because they're going to get thrown right into the fire. As we go forward, they got to go at Chicago, at Dallas. Then let me get some big games. They got to play Sacramento. They got to go to Golden State. They got to play Milwaukee. They got to go to Oklahoma City, go to L.A. I'm not sure which one this is. I think this is the Clippers.
No, they got the Lakers. They got the Lakers in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, then they got the Lakers. My schedule doesn't say who the teams are, whether it's Lakers or Clippers. But they got to go to Sacramento. And they play Denver twice. My point is, this is a lot of
yeah.
tough games
yeah.
left. So we're just talking about
yeah.
Charlotte. I'm going to give you your big Charlotte point, because they just played their easiest remaining game. They have 20 remaining when Kevin walked in the door last night. Mm-hmm. And now the 19 are all much to very much tougher than the one last night. But here's what impressed me the most. Kevin played higher minutes than I thought. I thought it might be like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and, I thought 25.
Yeah, okay. So, well, he got to 27. Okay. And the game got a little tight. Oubre hit a three early in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, let's see, it's 10:44 left when Oubre hits a three. So it cuts it to six. And you say, well, Kevin doesn't want to lose his debut with the Phoenix Suns. So he goes back in the game at this point, and I'm going to show you what he proceeded to do in his first four, next four shots, if I could see this. The first one comes with 10:49 left, and he goes up and gets knocked down and rips it and gets his lone free throw of the night and swishes that. Okay, so that's the 3-point. And then here he goes again. And this is a tough shot. It's like he's triple teamed over there, and he finds a little wedge and gets in, and then here he goes again.
That's a free throw line. That's a free throw.
If you let him get to the free throw line, he's going to make that shot. And here he goes again. And once you go up, Oubre is a pretty good defender. But like I always say about Kevin, once he gets to his spot and he launches, what are you going to do? He's shooting it up so high, seven feet tall.
There's nothing to the coach. Like, hey.
You just hope
he's
having an off night.
You hope he misses.
Okay, so I just showed you he scored 9 straight points over a span of about 2.5 minutes. Well, that's sensational.
Yeah.
And remember, in Brooklyn, before he banged up his knee, he was putting up MVP caliber numbers. I'm not saying he was the MVP, but you'd look at the numbers and you'd say, that's pretty sensational. Yeah. And I told you yesterday, his mid-range jump shooting numbers are off the charts. They're historical pace mid-range.
But Skip, did you need to see this year?
No.
He's always been great at mid-range game.
Okay. But the beauty is that he blends so easily. And I love the quote. I'm going to read it real quick from Devin Booker after the game. He said, this is one of those moments that doesn't really feel real, because he's looking at Kevin Durant in awe.
Yes.
He's Devin Booker. And Devin Booker's a really good basketball player.
Come on, think about it now. You playing Books in his prime, and all of a sudden, a guy, Kevin Durant, says, you know what? You wake up the next morning, and Kevin Durant got your uniform on.
He's got a Phoenix Suns jersey
on. Come on now.
I know. So Book goes on to say, I mean, it's just every time he shoots the ball, it's just so effortless. You can see defenders trying their hardest to contest or fight over a screen, and he just looks unbothered and unfazed. Well, he does.
He is. Because he is.
Because he knows, as he said, do you know who I am?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you're Kevin Bleepin' Durant, right?
Okay, yes.
So that's who you are. Okay, so in the big picture here, he'll blend in because he has little to no ego.
Right.
And I loved what he called Booker right after the game. He said he's a pure basketball player. Well, that's the highest compliment that Kevin can pay to any other star. Mm-hmm. He just wants to hoop. He just wants to play basketball. Chris Paul just wants to hoop.
Yeah, he don't have to give you more than what he gave you last night.
I got it. I was just going to get to that. So my X factor with this team is Chris just over the hill? You know, he has not been shooting the ball well, and he goes 1-for-8, and it didn't matter last night, but it will matter in other games.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you did not skip, like I said, if you tell me DeAndre Ayton is going to give you 16-16 tonight, and Kevin's going to give you more than 23. He'll give you somewhere right between 28 and 32 a night. Book's going to do what Book does. But, Skip, I just don't know if Chris Paul can shoot the ball as poorly as he does. He's going to need to be a little bit more efficient. And like you said, he struggled this year shooting the basketball. Between struggling shooting and struggling being on the court with injury, his age, he's aging in dog years, Skip. He looked bad quick.
Yeah. He looks a little long in the tooth.
Yes.
He's always been sort of stoutly built, but he looks a touch heavy to me, like he's having a hard time getting around.
Yeah.
Yet he still has high basketball IQ.
Absolutely.
And he got 11 assists last night, because it's pretty easy to get 11 assists
with Book
those
and AD,
two guys, right, at your fingertips.
And what makes it so easy for KD, Skip, is that he doesn't need the ball to, like, dribble the ball just to get to his spot. Somebody can set a pick for him. He can come off a pin down. There's so many different ways that he can get his shot off without even actually having the basketball in his hands. A lot of guys need the basketball, Skip. Let me get to my spot. Okay, let me back you down over here. That's not what he needs. He can take one dribble, boom, ball's gone.
It's usually two or three dribbles and he's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you see him block the ball. He blocked the shot on one end, Skip. He came down. They threw it to him on the three. No, and just pulls up and rips it.
Okay. DeAndre Ayton isn't up against high-level competition last night, but he gets 16 and 16.
Yeah.
That will work. If you can get 15, 16 rebounds a night, that will work because that's what he can do because he's 7 feet tall. And then I look at the rest of the team. They start Okogie, who's he's a good defender, high-level defender, who can score. He was averaging 18 and a half points coming into this game. He only had four. Well, he just didn't get a lot of shots, and he didn't make a shot. He was 0 for 4. But the point is, I look down the bench, Torrey Craig and Damian Lee, and Landale's pretty good, and Campaign is now back. T.J. Warren got added because he came over in the trade.
Right.
And remember, Terrence Ross came over as a buyout.
Right, yes,
He's not healthy right now, but I've always liked him coming off the bench because he makes things happen.
Skip, you do realize, in order to win, let's just say the guy, somebody's going to have to deal with Yoke. Mm. DeAndre Ayton's going to have to deal with Yoke. He's going to have to keep him quiet. And when I say quiet, he can't let him get 30 and 20 and 12 assists.
Okay.
He's going to have to keep him quiet. Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument, you get Milwaukee coming out of the other side. You remember what Giannis did to DeAndre last time when he went head-to-head? Mm-hmm. They didn't build a wall like you suggested. Mm-hmm. And Chris Paul says, we might need to build a wall. And Monty says, we got to go let and the man went 50 and whatever in games. Yeah.
He got destroyed. They got destroyed. It was a bad idea.
So he's going to be your X factor. Book and KD going to do what Book and KD does. But at some point in time, you're going to have to find somebody to shut down. If you play Boston, somebody's going to have to deal with JT and JB. Somebody's going to have to deal. If you play Milwaukee, you're going to have to deal with Giannis. You're going to have to deal with Holiday and Middleton. If he can get his footing back, that's going to be formidable. You believe you like a Philly to come out of there. Well, somebody's going to have to deal with Joel Embiid if they come out of the East.
Well, last night, nobody had to deal with him because he didn't play. And I don't know if it was a back-to-back situation because they play at Dallas tonight.
Right.
Okay. But again, they got the X factor. But I do like their team because they showed you what they can do without him. But it was the classic case of a home and home against Miami. They didn't take Miami seriously the other night. And now Miami didn't take them seriously. And you saw what
happened.
Got blown off at home. They got blown out.
Yes.
Okay. So I still love Philly. I respect Denver. All of a sudden, the Memphis Grizzlies are growing back on me because they're playing some supreme basketball right now on both ends because they will defend at a high level also. But the point is, there's only one Kevin Durant, and he's a Phoenix Sun. And Devin Booker, as you say, he's arrived as a – I don't know if I can go
I
superstar.
I wouldn't know. No, but I'm not going there star. Yet. Yes.
I can go star. And so if you pair them – And you have the expertise and savvy and experience of Chris Paul. Again, will he be a liability shooting the basketball? Because at some point he's going to get dared to shoot, and he's going to have to make some shots. Well, it was just 2 years ago he had the game of his life at what was then Staples Center and shot then my Clippers right out of the shot him right in the heart. Remember, I've never seen it. That was best shooting night he's ever had.
The first two games against Milwaukee, Skip, he played unbelievable basketball. And then the last four down the stretch, he didn't play too well.
And the end of last year, he did not play well.
First two games, and it was hit and miss. And then against the Mavericks, he was just a no-show.
He was a no-show. That was disastrous. So I give you all that, but I like the depth of this team. I'm a Monty Williams fan. All the pieces are now in place, and they love playing with each other, and that's the key. I don't think Kyrie and Luka love playing with each other, so that's a huge X factor in Dallas. Do I love Luka by himself and Kyrie by himself in vacuums? Yeah, I do, but they don't fit together. This is a perfect blend because, to your point, wherever he goes is a perfect blend. It's just who he is. I've never seen anything like it before.
And Skip Monty said he told KD he didn't need him to lead, just needed him to be himself. Well, that's music to KD's ears because all KD wants to do is hoop.
Yep.
He's made that abundantly clear. He's like, we got CP3, we have Book.
Yep.
Those guys, BKD. He's like, for real? Say no more, fam.
Okay. Well, that's what he was when he got to Golden State. They were all set. The culture was made.
Right.
It was there. Steph was the leader. Steve Kerr was kind of the co-leader.
But it was hard for him to be that, even though he did not want to particularly lead, be out front in Brooklyn. It's kind of hard when it's just you and Kyrie. See, when you got Steph, when you got Draymond, when you got Klay, and you got Steve Kerr, that's already been there. Now everybody arrived basically at the same time, Skip.
Yep.
KD and Kyrie arrived at the same time. Somebody has to leave. Well, Kyrie's really never been a leader himself.
Yep.
So now you're asking someone that's never had to lead to try to be out front and lead, and you're asking a guy that doesn't want to be a leader. He's made it abundantly clear. Not to say that he can't, but that's not him. He wants to focus on other things like playing basketball. I'm not giving no pep talks. I'm not giving no speeches. I'm not jumping down somebody down their throat to do what they're supposed to do. Them grown men. He's made that clear. That's how he wants to be.
I got it. Last point. End of last year, playoffs, first round, Brooklyn versus Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of no-shows, Kevin Durant got no-showed by Boston. Mm-hmm. He got taken completely out of four straight games. It was the worst he's ever played. He looked hapless and hopeless, but to me, he looked dispirited. He looked like he was playing half-hearted basketball because his heart was no longer in playing with a team that had been torn apart by Kyrie's decision not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Okay, so I chalked it up at that point to Kyrie. My blame went a little more on Kyrie than on Kevin. Mm-hmm. But I told you at that point, I no longer am going to call him the best player on the planet. And I haven't called him that one time since because he's got to re-earn that label. Well, this year he was starting to do so in Brooklyn, and now we got to see. We got 19 fire test games left for the Phoenix Suns. I think he still has the potential to be the best player on this planet, and I think you do too, but he has to. It's time to reprove it.
Yeah, but those other guys are like they've gotten so much steam and so built up so much goodwill and faith with Giannis and Jokic. It's going to be hard, Skip. It's hard because Giannis, you see Giannis last night, he's playing. He's Giannis again. He's geared up like, hey, man, let me go ahead and take this game to another level. And Jokic is Jokic. He's just, you know, he's going to give you a triple-double. He's going to give you 25, 13, and 12 on a nightly basis.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Both of those teams are completely stabilized and in place, and they're deep and potent.
Yes.
Okay, so I give you all that.
Because Jamal Murray, now all of a sudden, he's starting to take his game to another level.
He's back.
And you see Holiday, he's starting to be more consistent. He's like, you know what, Middleton, you down. I'm going to be the number two for sure now. And he's taking his – you know where he is on the defensive end, Skip. He's that.
He's one of the best.
He's now the best two-way player in basketball.
Okay, well, you can make that case.
Giannis, but still, he's right there, Skip.
Okay.
He's right there.
Well, you might have the two. That's two-way.
You got the great defender, big team.
All right, but only one team now has Kevin Durant. That's why I like the Suns.
Wow, you moved it to the front of the line.
In the West, I am, for sure.
Okay.
It's KD's fourth team in 7 years, guys, and he admits last night he was indeed a little nervous.
I can imagine.
I love it. He says he wants to be coachable. Who says that anymore in the NBA? It's fantastic, and I believe him. All right, coming up, gentlemen, we've got the latest from Ja Morant. Good question, Shannon. And then, hey, the NFL Combine well underway. Let's check in. That and a whole lot more coming up after the break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
According to Memphis police records acquired by the Washington Post, Ja Morant has now been accused of repeatedly punching a 17-year-old in the head and threatening him with a gun last summer. The teenager told police he was hit 12 to 13 times and was left with a knot on the side of his head. Shannon, what's your reaction to this?
Well, Skip, right now we don't know enough. The complaint has been sealed. I'm going to need more evidence to come out. But this is what I will say, Ja. Ja, you're going to have, and I've said it before, Ja, you're going to have to move differently. Mm. You're in a different stratosphere now, Skip. And I just think he needs to conduct himself as a person that's in that said stratosphere. Skip, when I got to college, I had to move differently than I was in high school. When I went to the league, I had to move differently than I was in college. And as I became a more successful player, I had to move different and different and differently. Now that I'm on television, Skip, this TV celebrity is a lot different than at my highest. as an NFL player.
I agree.
I have to move differently.
You do.
Skip, if you think about how gangsters do it. Let's go back to gangsters. We talk about John Gotti or any of the gangsters.
Like real live gangsters.
Real live gangsters. Yeah. Think about what they do, Skip. They try to get legitimate businesses. They get homes. They get cars to try to portray that they're on the up and up.
See Tony Soprano.
Yes! Yeah. Skip, you got Ja. Mm-hmm. Has $200, $300 million contract with Memphis Grizzlies. $200 million from Memphis. He's the new face. He got a shoe deal, a signature shoe
brand
from
new.
Nike.
Yep.
5 hours after the launch of his new, he's an endorsement deal with Powerade.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, he wants to be, he portrays that he's like something that he's not. Normally, guys that have, they're like, okay, I'm cool. I made it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that haven't made it wants to project that they are good. I don't get with Ja. He hustling backwards. You're supposed to, once you get out of that environment, like, I leave that behind. That ain't me. Ja, you just got to move differently, bro. Skip, I don't know if this is true. I hope it isn't true. But Ja, you can't put yourself in this situation. You can't. People lie. People have been known to lie. And I'm not saying this young man is lying. But sometimes celebrities or entertainers find themselves in situations where people lie because Ja has a name. Everybody yep. knows who he is.
Yep.
And they know what he has. And so sometimes, Ja, people will try to take advantage of a situation because you try to portray this. Okay, you're an easy target.
Yep.
Ja, just move differently, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's the only advice. I would never give you any advice about how to play basketball, but I would try to give you some advice about how to move. Let someone else's lesson be your lesson. Skip, if somebody tell me I hit my head on that pole, man, my head hurt. I'm not going to go bang my head on the pole to see if it hurts. Mm. I'm going to take your word for it. John, there's enough lessons out there for you to learn without having to learn that same lesson through your own hardship.
Yeah.
That's all I would say to it.
Mm. I cannot express to you how much I appreciate everything you just said and everything you have been saying again and again and again and again, because this keeps rearing its ugly head time and time again to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
We all love Ja as a player.
Yeah,
I've really tried to embrace him as a player. There are moments of immaturity as a player that disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
After game one against the T-Wolves, he acted like they had won it all, and it wasn't over yet.
Yeah. But it was game two. They lost game one, remember?
Yeah, they lost game one. Game two.
Yeah. You tell me, I don't want nobody to get off. Y'all left.
Yeah.
Gone. Be gone.
Okay. So, Jen mentioned the one incident with the teenager playing pickup ball at his house, at Ja's house. But just 4 days previous to that, there was an incident with the head of security at a Memphis mall that told police that Ja and some of his friends threatened him in an altercation in the parking lot, leaving the head of security alarmed enough that he filed a police report.
It's it had just, something to do with something about a shoe. His mom.
I don't know. It's what you said. I don't even know what to. It's there's a lot of he said
yeah.
going on here, even from the teenager.
Right.
He said that he said. And just to be fair about this, The Washington Post also reported that. After Ja's attorney said the first thing we got was a $20 million demand, a lawsuit demand. And the lawyer said this was a shakedown. And the Post reported the young man's mother had a history of filing lawsuits that have eventually been dismissed. Court records show, including a discrimination lawsuit against the city's fire department and a lawsuit against her children's school district after she said they were bullied on a school bus. Okay, so just for perspective on this, so maybe that's going on, maybe it's not going on.
Correct.
What is going on is that Ja is becoming an NBA superstar, and we have two incidents here on top of the laser incident in the parking lot.
Correct.
After a game, a home game,
mm-hmm.
that involved some of Ja's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you said at that point, Ja, you're going to have to cut bait with your friends
mm-hmm.
because they are going to take you down.
Right.
They're taking you places you don't want
right.
to go.
And you're taking them places that they can't go.
They can't go.
Think about that, Ja. It's not Skip. Like, and I understand. You don't want to. Look, like I said, I believe you can go home and have a good time, but Skip. Why did you do all of that? You did things that your friends didn't do so you could leave that environment only to get $200 million, mm-hmm. become a Nike endorsee, become Powerade endorsee, to go kind of go back and try to infiltrate that mm-hmm. to prove that you hard? Why?
Yeah. That's
I don't, Skip, that's what I don't get with guys when they do that.
and you have brought this up repeatedly on this show, and now I see the meme on Twitter all the time. The way we view Ja, and there's a picture of him. It's like a high school picture of him and his family. It's a family portrait with him and his mom and dad and sister, and it's, they look like a happy family.
Right.
And then the way he sees himself, and it's a picture of a guy who's a gangsta.
Yeah.
Gangster, who at least thinks he's a gangster, right? Yes. Okay. And you're like, okay, is that how you view? Do you want to view yourself as that guy?
But what's the end game with that? What's your end game with that?
I don't know. What is it?
Yeah.
Are you doing that for your friends? Does that impress? Do you want to impress them? Because if as you always say, the more you try to impress your friends, the more likely it is you're going to be sitting with them at games.
They're going to get you in something that you're not going to be able to get yourself out of. I think the thing impressed, my friends were impressed. Man, my homeboy, man, I was in the same class with him. He from my hometown. That joke in the NFL. Man, you know, Sharp, that's my boy. That's how I impress my, I ain't going back there to do what y'all do to try to impress y'all. Hey, man, you know what? No, I'm not cool like that. But like I said, Skip, you go back and look. Gangsters try to get legitimate. Skip, they get fancy cars. And jewelry and big homes to show what, Skip? Mm-hmm. I made it. I got it. I'm legit.
Yep.
Ja got all of that, but he wants to go back and try to show he hood. He gangster. That's backwards. That's a backwards. That's what we call hustling backwards. That's a backwards way of thinking.
Yep.
I hope everything is a lie. I don't know enough to Skip to say, okay, Ja did this. I don't know enough to say Ja didn't. The complaint has been sealed, and I guess at a later date and time, the facts are going to come out, and once something, either he's going to be charged with something or he's going to be exonerated. Mm-hmm. I hope the latter to be true. But Ja, you got to move differently, bro. Mm-hmm. There's an accumulation going on here, Ja, that you keep finding yourself, you keep finding yourself in these situations. Mm-hmm. No other NBA player of, what is there? There's 30 teams, there's 12, 15 guys, so 450, let's just say for the sake of argument, Skip, there's 450 NBA players. Somehow, Ja is the one that keeps finding himself in the same situation.
He does.
Ralph, I tell my brother and I, boy, association brings on assimilation. You keep hanging around the wrong type of people, and if you see what you assimilate to the same behavior that they display.
Your grandfather was a genius.
He was. You better be careful who you're hanging around with, Skip.
Here's the silver lining to all this. He's been involved in one incident after another, but he's been very fortunate so far. Nothing has really happened that's really, really bad that could derail your whole career.
Right.
So you've dared the devil several times, but the devil hasn't gotten a hold of you yet.
Right.
So can you learn from this? Are these cautionary tales?
I really hope so. You know, Skip, they have these shows that come on called Scared Straight.
Yeah.
You know, they take them to the jailhouse and they take them into the, they try to talk to them.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Ja can see, like, man, you know what? I got an opportunity. Yeah, I got a $200 million contract, but I got the next one, $300 million. And Nike and, you know, bigger, you know, hey, more endorsees. Yeah. But don't do that. Don't mess your money up doing some foolishness.
Well, to use one other gangster term, Ja is a made man already.
Yes.
He's made. He just got his new signature shoe, as you talked about. He's an all-star.
Right.
He's viewed as, I think a lot of people think he's arrived as a superstar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else could you ask for?
Right.
You're making max money.
Right.
You've got it all. You've got... A really good young team with a really good young coach that is going places.
Yes.
We're only at the beginning. Could it be dynastic? I don't know. It could be.
The thing is, Skip, you don't want someone's enemies to become your enemy.
Yeah.
You hang with the wrong crowd. They got enemies. Mm. You happen to be there. They might not be an enemy of yours, but you there. Wrong place, wrong time. Bullets don't know addresses.
Mm-mm. No.
I just hope that he just like, you know what, man, I'm done. I'm done with this. Hey, guys, I appreciate y'all. It's not a knock on y'all, but guys, I just have to move differently now. I say the way that what I am and what I want to become.
Yeah.
If he wants to become.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that upper level, what Kobe was able to become and what Jordan and what these other guys. And I'm not saying, Skip, he's going to reach that level. But if you want to be that level of brand endorsee, Skip, you got to be squeaky clean, bro.
Yeah.
You just do.
And
maybe that's not what he wants. Maybe he wants to be with his homeboys.
Mm.
And bless your heart, that's on you, bro.
And speaking of bullets, the final allegation from the teenager at the basketball game was that Ja went inside and got his gun and brought it out and put his hand on it. It's stuck in his waistband, but put his hand on it. Okay, if you want to go there,
you asking for trouble, Skip.
There is nothing good that can come from that. There's just nothing.
Nothing.
Over a
pickup basketball game?
And the allegation was it's on the check ball, you know, where you're going to check
checked
ball.
Me and I checked it back. And it
went through Jaw's hand and hit him in the chin because the kid threw it hard back at him.
Yeah.
And here we went.
Yeah.
And then Jaw said, yeah, I swung first on him. He admitted that, according to the police.
Right.
And then, according to the kid, he goes in the house. And now, what?
Come on.
He's 17
years old.
Okay.
Bro.
Come on.
Well, I mean, first of all, why are you playing with 17-year-olds anyway? Unless there's some instruction.
He was mentoring because they're not releasing the kid's name, but right. I'm assuming
he's a minor. He's a minor, Skip, so they're not going to release
But he is a Memphis area high school star
right.
of some magnitude.
Yeah, you take it. I mean, come on, Ja. You take him under your wings. Hey, come on, young blood. Hey. That's what you do with a guy like that, Skip. You look, and sometimes, you know, sometimes young kids get disrespected. I remember I went back to Savannah State, and I went to Savannah State. We was at a game, and my homeboy Bucket can attest to this. And, you know, Skip, I was talking to the guys. Coach Davis asked me to come talk to the guys. And so, you know, I'm walking, you know, just talking. I'm walking, and the guy walked up to me, handed me a piece of paper, stuck it in my pocket. I wanted to give you my autograph. It's okay, young fella.
Right.
Best of luck.
Whatever happened to them?
Who knows? I don't know, Skip. Mm-hmm. But, you know, say, it is what it is. But like I said, Ja, come on, Ja. You good now, bro. I mean, what, Ja, 22, 23 years of age, Skip? Your whole life, the whole world, mm-hmm. everything that you want is mm-hmm. in front of you.
Okay. But as wise as your words are, sometimes they just fall on deaf ears.
They do.
They just do.
They do.
And sometimes it's just what a kid wants. He just wants that life. And if you want it, then
that's
be our guest.
That's it. That's it.
Yep.
Well, a lot of folks hoping this is a wake-up call for Ja, because certainly a lot of youngsters look up to him as a role model, guys.
Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander is your only place for the World Baseball Classic coverage. Hi, I'm Ben Verlander, host of Flippin' Bats.
And I'm Alex Curry, co-host of Flippin' Bats. From Taiwan to Phoenix and Miami, we'll be providing you daily updates on all the action taking place in this year's WBC.
So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like and subscribe us at Flippin' Bats.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Time for a hot topic of the day, brought to you by Hampton by Hilton, where breakfast is free and hot. It's the easiest decision of your trip. The Lakers, already without LeBron. Now, yesterday, AD sits out. The Lakers do win over the Thunder, though, because of a right foot injury that already has caused AD to miss parts of the season. Darvin Ham called it, quote, precautionary before the game. All right, Shannon. Here we go. Despite last night's win, are you ready to give up on the Lakers for this season?
Skip, it's not good enough for the Lakers to make the play-in. It's not good enough for just to make the playoffs. Skip, they are the Los Angeles Lakers, winners of 17 NBA titles. The Celtics and the Lakers, Skip, it's about championships. Either you win the championships or the championship or you don't. Yeah, good. No, is it over? No, but at what? Okay, they make the play-in. Is anybody going to be happy with that? You got LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team. You made the play-in tournament. Okay, you maybe make it to the first round. You get knocked out first round. Is anybody going to be happy with that? No. Did they show me something last night without AD? Sure, I like the way they played. Schroeder was unbelievable in the second half. The ball was moving. You saw Austin Reeves play really well. Troy Brown Jr., Hachimura guys. I mean, he was active on both ends of the court.
Yep.
They played well. But, man, it's going to take more than that to win a title. And that's how I judge the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I judge the Lakers as a title. Either you win the title or you don't, especially when you have those two guys on your team. AD didn't play last night. You know, Ham says, you know, this was always our plan to rest him. I don't know if I believe that, but it is what it is. But no, I'm not. It's not. I'm not ready to give up on the season. But I'm not really. Oh yeah, we about to be the fifth seed. Mm. I'm not ready to say that either.
Could you soon be the sixth seed? You realize
how many games is AD gonna miss? Is he back? Is he back tomorrow night against Minnesota?
Okay, if we are to believe Darvin Ham, precautionary, this had been planned weeks ago, then this was the second half of a back-to-back on the road. I have to believe he will play against Minnesota on Friday night.
Okay.
And if he does and he's okay, it's a stress reaction. It's off a bone spur in his foot. At least I have some detail about it.
Right.
But it's nagging.
I mean, didn't he miss time with that foot?
He missed 20 games.
Okay, okay.
He missed 20 games?
Yeah.
Okay, but has he been fragile in his time in this league? Yes, he has. Has he been a little brittle? Yep, he has. Can you trust that he'll play Friday night? I can't give you 1,000% on it, but I think the plan is for him to play.
Right.
The plan is they've got 5 games coming up at home. They've got 10 of the next 12 at home. They got, I told you by ESPN metrics, they have the easiest closing schedule of anybody in all the NBA. They have the number one easiest closing schedule. So if you look at the next 5, they're all at home, ending with a game against the Knicks on a Sunday, which would be a week from Sunday.
Sunday.
That would be the day. Then on Monday, that would be when they told us LeBron would be evaluated.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So will it be a positive evaluation at that point? Could he come back at that point? I don't know. I have no idea. But if he can, listen, I picked the Clippers to win it all, but I didn't see this coming. In my wildest nightmares, I did not see Russell Westbrook as a Clipper. They are 2.5 games up on you only. It's only 2.5 games, and they are the sixth seed.
Right.
They're out of the, you know, they're above the play-in, okay? They're actually in right now the playoffs. You can't tell me that the Clippers are going to get better with Russell Westbrook. There's a quote in a John Hollinger piece in The Athletic from an anonymous executive who said, I don't fear the Clippers the way I used to now that they've got Westbrook. Well, I told you, I think they're doomed.
Right.
It's the last thing you needed was Russell Westbrook. I think he's more trouble than he's worth. But my point is, again, they've lost 3 in a row with him. I think they're going to lose tonight at Golden State, even though they're favored. They're favored by 4.
The question is Kawhi going to play or Paul George going to play?
And Steph, I'm pretty sure, is not going to play.
No, I think he's going to play next week. I think they said he's going to be back next week.
Well, no, I think the Clippers are supposed to be at full strength. This is why they're a 4-point favorite.
Okay.
But do I trust them with Russ in and out of the lineup and juggling his ego and his pouts? I don't. I like your team a lot more. Listen, as silly as this might seem, going into that game yesterday, before we knew that Anthony Davis was not going to play, which was an afternoon announcement, do you realize Oklahoma City was a 1-point favorite over Anthony Davis and the Lakers at home? Because they're pretty good, and they're well-coached, and they're young, and they're talented.
Let that sink in for just a second.
And they don't have Shai Gilgeous right now.
This is my point.
I got it.
Without Shai, Skip, Anthony Davis and LeBron James and this team lost by damn near double figures almost a month ago.
On Kareem night.
This team.
Yes, correct.
Two All-Stars. The greatest player in my estimation ever played, LeBron James, lost to OKC.
That is correct.
And you want me to say how they done.
Okay. But they added a bunch of new pieces to what looks like could be at least be a contender puzzle, and they were all on display last night. I really liked what I saw. I don't think it was simple for them to win that game. And Oklahoma City, as you know, made a run in the fourth quarter.
They did.
And I'm going to say this again. You actually do have a closer you can trust on this team, and it's Dennis Schroeder. And you can laugh at me all you want.
Oh, my God.
But every time he's got the ball in his hands in big clutch situations, he'll go to the free throw line and ace it. He made all 6 of his free throws in the second half. He made all 4 down the stretch of the fourth quarter. He scored 22 just in the second half.
Right.
He scored 12 in the fourth quarter. He was the reason you survived last night.
I agree.
Even though Austin Reeves, he can just flat out play basketball. And all those little pieces you added, I thought Rob Pelinka did a sensational job. They're not like world-beating changes, life-changing changes. But the point is, did you not see a lot of little things that you liked?
I mean, think about it, Skip. They shot 39 free throws. I don't remember them shooting that many free throws with LeBron and AD.
Okay. How many turnovers did they have last night?
They had 13.
13. Yeah. Well, the previous game, they had 26. With
so they cut it half. Right? Well, if they'd had 13 against the Grizzlies, they'd have won.
They would have won the game. Absolutely so. Okay? Did you like what you saw from Mo Bamba? He gave you 12-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I liked it. I liked everything that I saw of all the Hachimura can play. He's a credible 15, 20-minute a night NBA player. All the pieces are there for you to have a very good team, but you need your two superstars to get healthy, and then the operative word is stay healthy, right?
Healthy. This team as constructed. LeBron healthy, AD healthy. How far can they go?
Healthy?
Yes.
I mean, 100% healthy?
100%.
Would I be shocked if they won the West? I would not. I'm serious. I would not. Because I'm not sure about the other teams enough that I say, well, there's no way they'd be better than them. If you got LeBron playing at the level he's been playing at, and you got Anthony Davis, on various nights he'll give you against Memphis even
28-19, five blocks.
I'm just saying he didn't have fingerprints on that game
right.
like I wanted him
right.
to, because they scored 86 paint points.
Yes,
I didn't love that,
right.
But he did block five times. You know, so the point is that they're potent with AD. Listen, AD when he's right and healthy, he can be a top five player as a mm-hmm. two-way player.
Mm-hmm.
He can make a case he's the best two-way player.
Yeah.
It's why Darvin Ham's been calling him Wilt Davis, as in Wilt mm-hmm. Chamberlain. And he's 6 feet, 10 inches tall, as opposed to 7 foot one, Big Dipper Wilt Chamberlain.
Right.
So the point is, what look, this is what drives me crazy. And you can say I'm old school, stick in the mud, whatever you want to call me. But I look back at Jordan's career, and it boggles my mind. 9 times he played all 82 games.
Those days are over.
Okay, I got it. Then another year he played 81 games, so he only missed one. And another year he played 80 games, and he only missed two.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up last night because I just had never let it go in my psyche. What has LeBron done? Only one time in his career has he played all 82. He did have also an 81, and he had an 80 just like Jordan did. But we got 9 times all 82 versus 1 time all 82.
You know what it is?
And then let me finish on Anthony Davis.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Okay, well, not one time in his career has he ever played all 82. He did play 75 twice. And when I let that sink in, I thought, well, for him, that's pretty great to play 75 games.
Skip, I give you better. You know what I'm talking about. You remember when we were going to school, perfect attendance was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you got perfect attendance, you did something. Kids today, ain't nobody ever going to get perfect attendance again. I know guys, people that have perfect attendance from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
That used to mean something. Skip, it used to mean something. I showed up to school, you got a star, you got a little prize at the end of the year from having perfect attendance. That's what it was in the NBA. It used to be a badge of honor to play all 82. No more.
Okay.
No more. Okay. That's not happening, Skip.
But listen, Michael Jordan was human.
Yes.
You can't tell me he didn't have aches and pains pains. Little of this, a little of that. And you just suck it up and say, it's what I do. I'm going to play.
But Skip, you say, you know, but now, Skip, you're going to say, man, my knee, my ankle, don't worry about it. Take the night off. They never told Jordan, no, take the night off.
No.
He might, I'm sure, man, my hip, my back, my knee, I didn't get a good night's sleep. He didn't start lineup.
Yeah.
Because it meant something. It doesn't mean the same in today's game to play all 82 as it did back then.
Yeah. Like Jordan, I think about Jokic now. He plays with his feet on the floor, and he doesn't do real athletic things, so he's not in danger, you know, like he bangs with people.
He ain't about to be up in there and get caught up in there and somebody undercut him.
No. And Jordan was a high wire act of the highest order.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so you don't think he was getting banged up and coming from way up there and hitting the floor?
And you know, now, Skip, everybody has these body pads on. They have, you know, flap jackets, and they have pads, that thigh and butt pads.
Mm.
I don't think Jordan had any. The old school guys didn't have any of that.
Remember the Pistons, the Jordan rules, in Sam Smith's book.
Yeah.
Well, the whole idea was you got to
get him before he elevates.
Yeah. And the get him meant you got to hit him.
Yes.
Right.
Oh yeah. They were clotheslining folks back then. Man, you can't snatch people out the air like today. You get suspended. You snatch. If you do what Kevin McHale did to Kurt Rambis or what Bill Laimbeer did, Skip, you. Man, Adam Silver going to put so many games on. You're going to be out for at least 20 games.
You are. I agree. Okay, so it drives me a little crazy that Anthony, they're going to manage his foot. I don't know. Like, come on, man. But you got a break. You won a game in a West that is still up for grabs.
Right.
And if Anthony is going to come back Friday, and I'm going to guess that he will, and I think he'll play at a high level, and if you could get LeBron back, let's say, best case scenario, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you get him back in 2 weeks, you're going to be a factor in the Western Conference.
I'll give you another example, Skip. You remember the preseason? The guys used to play in the preseason.
Yeah. No.
Ain't nobody playing now, Skip.
Nobody.
Everybody played in the preseason. It wasn't no, oh, wait, we gonna wait to play the last game. No, you play. Yeah. You might not play but 10 plays the first game and 15, and you play to the half or three quarters of the third game, and then you start at the fourth. But you play. Skip, these guys don't play anything now. Don't play it. It's too much money. I guess the risk of getting injured is too great. Like the risk of getting injured wasn't great back then when anything went. Yeah. You would like to think they would get hurt more back then when everything went. Skip, you hit anybody in the head, you do whatever you wanted to do, hit them in the knee.
Now I'm back to the oldest cliche in the sport you play. The harder I play, the healthier I stay. Yeah. Because it's a fact.
Yes.
If in football you just go out and forget about getting hurt, I'm just going to play my ass off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go as hard as I can go. Those are the guys who somehow don't get hurt.
Right.
Well, it's the same now. If you plant seeds in psyches of, I could get hurt. I could. I better be careful. I got to load manage. Then it seems like everybody gets hurt off that, right?
Yeah, this load manage, Skip. Yeah. But like I said, guys making $50 million, Skip, you're going to, I guess you protect that investment.
Yeah.
You got any little nick.
Yeah, I don't think you should give up on this team.
I'm not giving up on them, but I just don't have the expectation. I don't think I have the expectation that you have. I'm going to be a little more realistic in my approach.
You?
Yeah.
Realistic?
Realistic.
About LeBron's team?
I've been realistic. I've been realistic. Hello, 30-33 says I should be very, very realistic.
You beat the Thunder.
Really, Skip?
Yeah, really.
I mean, if I was, let's just say I was 43 and something. Mm-hmm. 66. So if I was 43-23, I'll ask
you. Well, if you're 43-23,
yeah,
you'd be right up there fighting the Nuggets.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But we fight OKC and Portland.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut about the Lakers' chances, even though my Pelicans.
Oh, you want to laugh again? Oh, B.I. went off last night. B.I. went off.
He did. He certainly did a season high. But, guys, I will add this to your point about players not playing all 82. Last season, only five players in the NBA appeared in every game. It's crazy, huh?